Dr. Saber, taking office note on patient Ligia, L-I-G-I-A, Baca-Saravia, B-A-C-A-Saravia, S-A-R-A-V-I-A. Date of birth is 1/26/1940. Date of service, 8/12/2025. Per paragraph, the patient is 85-year-old female, presenting to my office to be assessed with me as her primary care doctor. Past medical history includes, one, multiple environmental allergies. Next, hypertension for the last 20 years. Next, right eye enucleation after a motor vehicle accident and multiple surgeries. Next, history of H. pylori in the past treated. Next, history of exposure to mold. Prepare. Past surgical history includes right eye enucleation after motor vehicle accident. Next, plastic surgeries to the face multiple times. Next, tonsillectomy. Next, hysterectomy. Next, cervical spine surgery. Next, bladder lift. Few paragraph, allergies, allergic to statins and multiple environmental agents. Period. Social history, patient married, has 3 kids, no smoking, occasional alcohol, retired. Used to work in marketing. Family history, father died at the age of 82 from a motor vehicle accident. Mother died at the age of 90 with thyroid cancer. 2 siblings died from lung cancer. 1 had bladder cancer. Another had breast cancer. Few paragraph. Review of system reviews, occasional headache, neck pain on and off, no chest pain, no shortness of breath, heartburn positive, requiring Pepcid, abdominal pain positive with bloating, on and off. She denied any constipation, no melena. She's had 2 colonoscopies in her life. Last time was normal, according to patient. She does have nocturia up to 1 time at night, no straining upon urination, no urinary incontinence, no leg swelling, while the systems reviewed are negative. Immunization, she did not receive any COVID shot therapy. Per paragraph. Current medications include Candesartan 60 mg daily. On physical exam, vital signs as mentioned above, and TNT, pupil generally active light and accommodation, injected conjunctiva and anterior sclera. Correction, please. Right eye is artificial. Left eye, pupil around the active light and accommodation, injected conjunctiva and anterior sclera. No cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid bree bilaterally, no jugular venous dissension bilaterally, most oral mucosal and pharyngeal erythema noted. Pupagraph, next up, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds of regularity and rhythm. Normal swelling, too, no murmurs, no friction of her lungs, are clear to auscultation, no crackles or resistance, abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no gary rebound or rigidity. She does have, however, some abdominal tenderness with distension. Extremities, she has no edema in the lower extremities. She does have a lipoma-looking lesion on the medial aspect of her right shin below the knee that is tender to touch but soft. She does have varicose veins. Neuro exam is non-focal. Investigations from April 2025 include the following. LDL was 87. UA was clear. Her eGFR was 58.7, total CO2 23, potassium 3.9, sodium 138, magnesium 2.1, albumin 4.2, ALT 18, AST 20, CPK 45, CRP was 3.7, total cholesterol 239, HDL 71, LDL 138, vitamin D level was 68, B12 1235, Hemoglobin 13.9, TSH was 3.13, free T3 12.1, free T4 1.37, PTH 53, A1C 5.7 per paragraph. Assessment and plan, 1, hypertension, continue condensata, monitor blood pressure. Next, multiple environmental allergies, currently asymptomatic. Next, CCH pylori in the past treated. Next, bloating, chronic abdominal symptoms, likely patient has leaky gut syndrome, we'll put her on some supportive supplement and probiotics. Per paragraph, we are going to run a workup. We'll see you back in around 3 weeks to discuss the results. End of report, thanks.